William Morrow and Harper Audio present Dragon Rider, a novel by Taran Matharu, performed by Tom Babbage.
Chapter 1. They served candies before the battle started. Men sweated beneath their armour in the fields, while the royals of the Sabine Empire popped sugared cherries in their mouths, laughing and pointing from their raised thrones. Jai's belly rumbled at the sickly sweet scent wafting through the grand pavilion. The open-ended tent was built upon a platform, one so tall that, even kneeling as he was, he could see the entire Sabine Legion arrayed at its front, and the enemy massing on the low grassy ridge at the horizon. Jai turned his head and went back to rubbing the feet of the man who had killed his father. The feet of the old emperor, the wizened shell of a once great ruler, swaddled in silk and cashmere. A man who had founded the Sabine dynasty, and an empire that stretched from the Silver Sea to the Great Steppe. Leonid the Great, the Lion of the Sabines. He had handed his rule onto his son years ago, for now he, the elder, was half-blind and senile. Leonid sat apart from his descendants here, no more than an afterthought, brought to the battle out of obligation. His progeny owed him everything, yet treated the man as a relic. If Jai did not hate him so, he might have pitied the old man.
Jai!
Jai looked up and saw a skeletal finger crook. He let the wrinkled feet fall into the perfumed water of the bowl, bowing his head as he stood beside the smallest of the three thrones. The old man within was hunched and stared ahead with unseeing eyes. Those once great hands were knotted with arthritis, such that they could hardly brush his long, threadbare hair from his deep, lined face.
"Tell me what your young eyes see,"
Leonid said, in the half-croak Jai had come to know so well. It was the croak that instructed him when he washed the man's back, chided him when he was slow, or droned on and on as the old man recounted former glories. Jai was Leonid's constant companion, and had been for almost 10 of his 17 years. "They're gathering now," Jai whispered, gazing beyond the arrayed legion. "There's nowhere left for them to run." The old man let out a grunt of acknowledgement, one that turned into a hacking cough. Jai was swift to crouch and rub Leonid's back, feeling the knuckles of the old man's spine beneath the soft cashmere of his gown. It would not be long before the old man passed on to the beyond. Until then, Jai would be a dutiful servant. Not that he had any choice in the matter.
"These barbarians were fools not to surrender,"
Leonid sighed once he had settled again.
"We face them with only one of our 8 legions today, and still they have no chance."
"What was their alternative?" Jai asked, measuring each word with care. "To lose their ancestral lands and be subjects to a foreign empire?" He asked it, not impertinently, but in the way Leonid preferred, as a student might question his teacher.
"To live,"
Leonid replied.
"And live free. Now?"
A horn rang out, reverberating through the great tent, and silenced even the voices of the emperor and his son, who had been chattering above on their thrones as if at the amphitheatre. It was the horn of the enemy upon the hillside, the last of the Huddites. Even from leagues away, the day was clear enough for Jai to make them out, hastily preparing for battle. Children clutching at the legs of their parents, even as they were pushed back to what Jai knew would be the grasping hands of the elderly and frail. Swarthy men and women gathered at the front ranks, clutching what weapons they had. There were blades enough, but scattered among them were
Sample complete. Ready to continue?